Hayem Yem Lamed Nisan. Hayisvados Fabrengens. The Sudash Lishis of the third meal of Shabbos Shalashudas. Shabbos Mevorchim, the Fabrengens of Shabbos Mevorchim. The Yem de Pagre and Fabrengens of holidays, such as Barosh Chodoshim Umea de Anash, like a Fabrengen of Resh Chedesh or a Fabrengen of Chesidash Yomim Tevim, Tzrichim Liskayim Bebeis HaKnesses. They should take place in the Shul. Hayisvados Mlav Malke. A Fabrengen of Mlav Malke should take place Eitzel Anash Sheyichyu Bebotem Aprotim. It should be in the homes of Chassidim, in their private homes. Now this is from a letter that Friedrich Rebbe wrote to Reb Zelig Shlonim, who reported about Fabrengens that take place amongst Chassidim in Eretz Yisrael, in a particular Bar Mitzvah, that it was a Fabrengen. And the Rebbe is so grateful, and he says, every time you report to me about a Fabrengen, no matter where it takes place, causes me lots of pleasure, and I am sure that in the merit of our holy fathers, the Rabbeim, these Fabrengens will bring benefits spiritually and materially. Now you're asking, where is the proper place to organize a Fabrengen? There are advantages in Fabrengens in a private home, and there are advantages in a Fabrengen in a shul. Perhaps that means when you have a Fabrengen in a private home, first of all, it brings in a Hasidic atmosphere into the home, and also it's more Hamish. On the other hand, some people are uncomfortable to go to another person's private home. Then there's a Fabrengen in the shul. In the shul, it's open to the public, and everyone can come. But it's lacking the warm Hamish atmosphere, and you don't bring the Chassidishkeit into your home. So the Rebbe responds that the order, as should be, is that most Fabrengens, besides a Fabrengen of Mlav Malke, should take place in the shul, but Fabrengens of Mlav Malke should take place in the personal, private home of Chassidim. So it's interesting to add that by our Rebbe, every Shabbos he would wait to hear the announcement of the location of the Mlav Malke that will take place that evening. And many times during the Fabrengen, he would give mashke and mezeinus to Rabbi Moshe Dubinsky, who was the gabbai who organized these Fabrengens every week in another home of another chosid, and the Rebbe would wait to hear the announcement with the address of where this Mlav Malke will take place in a private home of a chosid.